地，我们可以一同来敬拜我们的主。
We thank God that we can come and worship Him together this afternoon.
像一个大家庭一样。
To me, all of you are like a big family to me.
有年长，有年幼的。
And among in our midst, you have young children as well as elderly people.
所以我们以家庭的情形来敬拜我们的主。
Let us worship together as a family.
我们读了以赛亚书第61:1-3.
We've just read the scripture taken from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 3.
这里是提到教会的使命。
Here, the emphasis is on the mission of the church.
教会的使命。
The mission of the church.
谁？小朋友，昨天去麦当劳？有哪一个小朋友昨天爸爸妈妈带你们去 McDonald's?
Let me have a show of hands. How many children went with your parents to McDonald's yesterday? Anyone?
Do you? Oh, 昨天爸爸妈妈带你们吃 fish and chip.
Or maybe your parents brought you into the fish and chip shop yesterday. Anyone? Young children?
好，小朋友一定喜欢去 McDonald's.
The children, they love McDonald's.
记得吧，爸爸妈妈带你们去 McDonald's 的时候。
Well, if you could, you know, ask your parents to bring you to McDonald's.
爸爸，爸爸妈妈不用下车，直接把汽车开进那个 drive-through.
Oh, sorry, you know.It's very convenient nowadays because you can just drive through. You don't have to get down to get into McDonald's.
So, Papa, Mama, to order some happy meal, please.
You can just order a family meal from the car.
对，就开过去一点，付钱就拿到了 happy meal.
You just need to drive through. Place an order, pay the money, and then you get in.
不用下车。
You don't even have to get down.
非常的方便。
Very convenient.
对爸爸妈妈也好。
To the parents.
对我们也好。
To them or to us, it is, we all benefit from that.
美国有一种教会。
In America, there's a kind of church.
叫做免下车礼拜堂。
It's called a drive-through church.
不必下车。
You don't have to get down in your car.
他们就说你就停在这里。
You can drive to and park there.
有什么需要为你祷告？
Whatever, you know, if you have whatever need, they will pray for you.
他们就马上给你祷告。
As long as you tell them your needs, they will pray for you.
你们只要5块钱丢过去。
And then, you know, you just have to offer $5.
他们就给你祝福。
And then they will bless you.
他们就走了。
And then you drive away.
好不好？
Is that good?
Oh, 非常好。
Some say very good.
不必打扮。
You don't have to put on your makeup.
Yeah. 下床，开机车就进到免下车。
You just hop onto your car and just drive through.
还有一种的教会。
There's also another kind of church.
好像今天一样。
Like those nowadays.
礼拜天是做礼拜的时间。
Sunday is supposed to be a day.
有个游客到美国东部旅游。
There was a visitor who went to the eastern side of America.
他想在主日这一天做礼拜。
So on Sunday he wanted to go to the church to worship the Lord.
他也不想离开太远的旅馆找礼拜堂。
So he tried to locate a church which is close to the hotel.
所以他就把电话簿打开来。
So he opened up the directory.
找附近的一间礼拜堂。
So he was looking for a nearby church.
这个礼拜堂叫做神教会考路店。
And he found one church. This is called the Church of God Grill Room.
这个神的教会跟考路店有什么关系呢？
What is the relationship between God's temple and a barbecue shop?
这个神的教会应该是神的教会。
God's church, a house should be a house, the house of the Lord for prayer.
烤肉店应该是烤肉店。
Yeah, the barbecue shop specializes in selling meat.
怎么把这个两个名称把它连在一起
？How do you amalgamate, you know, the two?
我这个游客被这个名目所吸引。
But this visitor was attracted by this, by the title that aroused his interest.
他还是勉强去找这间礼拜堂。
So he went to look for this church.
当他走过去的时候。
Went over there.
他就看到这个招牌“神教会烤肉店”。
And he saw, the name was displayed up outside the Church of God Grill Room.
他就走进去。
So we went into the church.
他一走进去的时候
，And the moment he entered the church,
没有听见人唱歌。
He didn't hear anyone singing.
也没有听到弹钢琴的声音。
There's no the, no piano sound from there.
闻到一股 barbecue 的味道，香。
Yeah, but he did smell, you know, the barbecue. The barbecue.、
他还是进去。
So he went in.
有里面的人就把这个教会的背景讲出来。
So the people inside the church told him the background of the church.
他说开始的时候我们开这间礼拜堂。
And the church member told him that the origin of the church.
我们希望更多的人听见主的福音。
So they started the church originally, with the hope that many would come to hear the gospel.
为了吸引人。
In order to attract the
people. 所以把时间这样子分配。
So they
把时间这样子把它分配。
So they scheduled the time in that order, in that manner.
一半的时间查经。
So half of the time they study the scripture.
一半的时间大家烤肉。
Half of the time they'll be having barbecue.
所以肉体的需要也得到满足。
So in that case, you know, the physical needs can be met.
心灵的需要也得到满足。
And as well as the spiritual.
过一段时间
But after a period of time,
人慢慢减少。
But there was a decline in the church attendance.
为了留住他们。
In order to retain.
又把这时间再安排。
So they started to reschedule again.
三分之一的时间是查经。
So they reduced, you know, the scripture, the Bible study time to one third of the time.
三分之二的时间是烤肉。
And they, you know, for two thirds of the time they focus on barbecue.
所以我们一直勉强下去。
So they were struggling in that way.
我们还有一点点的时间大家查经。
So in order they still keep a small portion of time for Bible.
不过更多的时间大家在那里烤肉。
But after a period of time, the people started to disappear again.
所以这礼拜堂就叫做神教会烤肉店。
So in the end, it became a genuine church of God.
到底上帝的教会应该做什么？
So what should we do in the house of the Lord?
教会的使命是什么呢
？What is the mission of the church?
记得，这福音的正确性不能改变。
We must remember that the truth of the gospel is unchanging.
这福音的正确性，我们必须要维护它。
We must maintain the truth.
这是教会存在的使命。
This is what caused the church to exist.
福音的正确性不能改变。
Therefore, we see that the truth of the gospel cannot.
福音的正确性，我们必须要维护它。
We have to preserve it. We have to maintain it.
我们感谢上帝恩待我们各地的教会。
We thank God for blessing the churches over different places.
让我们知道教会的存在，教会的使命是什么。
So that we are taught what is the true mission of the church.
我们读了以赛亚书第六十一章一到三节。
After we read Isaiah chapter 61 verses 1 to 3,
这是先知以赛亚看到自己的国家、自己的百姓被掳去了。
Well, Isaiah wrote this when he saw that, you know, his own people became were captured.
是的，心中很伤痛。
So he was sad, he was sorrow.
所以他就呼吁，他就安慰上帝的百姓。
So he started to comfort God's people.
当耶稣基督在世上传道的时候
，When Jesus Christ preached on earth,
有一天他来到会堂里面。
One day he entered the synagogue.
有人把圣经交给他。
Someone passed him the Bible.
他就把圣经打开来。
Open up the scripture.
他也读这一段的经文。
And he read the same scripture that we read today.
主耶稣说：“主的灵在我身上。”
And Jesus said, "The Lord's Spirit is upon me."
所以教会的使命是什么？
So what is the mission of the church?
我们也看看耶稣基督的使命。
Let's think about the mission of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的使命，也就是教会的使命。
Because the mission of Jesus Christ is also the mission for the church.
第一，传福音给贫穷的人。
First, to preach the good news to the poor.
你的圣经翻译成传福音给谦卑的人。
Some translation stated it as sharing the gospel to those who are humble in heart.
我一般来说，我们传福音给贫穷的人。
Or we said we share the gospel with those who are poor and needy.
谁是贫穷的人
？Who are the poor?
谁是贫穷的人
？Who are the poor people?
我们一提到贫穷的人。
Whenever we mention about poor people,
我们就说哦，他们懒惰。
We often think that you know they are lazy, they are slow.
所以贫穷。
So no wonder they are poor.
哦，他们不做事情，所以贫穷。
Because they are not hardworking.
难道这些就是一些因素使他们成为贫穷吗
？Are these the sole factors that cause them to be poor?
不一定。
Not necessary.
如果给他们安排更好的环境
，If you put them in a conducive environment,
他们不会贫穷。
They may not be poor.
如果加强他们生活的条件
，If you improve the living conditions,
他们不一定成为贫穷。
They may not be poor.
什么叫做贫穷呢
？So, what does it mean?
谁是贫穷的人呢
？Who are the poor?
研究。诚实编动的人告诉我们
Those who study about the urban movement they told us
1900年那一段时间
In the year 1900
全世界只有 25.5% 的人住在城市里面
There were only 25.5% of the population lived dwell in the city.
当到了1990年
by the year 1990,
已经增加到77.5%.
That ratio has increased to 77.5%.
那么到了今天，当然又在增加了。
And of course, today, you know, we have even more people living in the city.
这是叫做人居住的变动情形。
This shows us that.People are mobile, they move around.
大家不喜欢住在乡村。
They don't like to live, to stay.
大家喜欢住在城市里面。
They like to move towards the city.
城市里面人多。
Because there are more people in the city.
城市里面更容易发展。
They have a better career prospects in the city.
虽然城市里面人很多。
Although there are many people in the city.
但是在人群当中也有很多人感觉到孤单。
However, there are still people who feel lonely among the people.
虽然在城市里面可以发展
although in the city there are better development.
但是人与人之间的竞争
however, the people are very competitive.
叫人没有觉得安全感
so people lack a sense of security.
你看城市里面有孤单
so we see that there are loneliness.
城市里面没有安全感。没有安全感。
There's insecurity in the city.
都是讲到人的缺乏。
And that's all referring to what we lack in life.
这就是贫穷。
And this is what we come to understand about.
我们对乡村里面的人温厚谈话的时候
，When we speak to those who dwell in the remote areas,
那弟兄你是谁
？We ask them, Who are you, brother?
朋友你是谁？
Dear friend, who are you?
他会把名字讲出来。
And they answer you in a very friendly way.
他会把他太太的名字讲出来。
They even tell you the wife's name.
他会把家里面的人脸讲出来。
And they tell you, they introduce the members to you.
他跟你讲很多家里面的故事。
And they share with you many personal things.
但是你到城市里面。
However, if you go to the city.
当你问候一个人的时候
，When you ask someone，
朋友你是谁
？You greet someone， who are you, friend？
他怎么回答呢
？How will he answer you？
我是老师。
I am a teacher。
我是经理。
I'm a manager。
我是技术工人。
I'm a technician。
他不会把名字讲出来。
But he wouldn't tell you. He wouldn't reveal his name to you.
他把身份讲出来。
He would tell you his identity.
他把工作讲出来。
He would tell you his profession.
他把一些有关安全的事情把它讲出来。
He would tell you about his things, which are secure to him.
所以这是人的情形。
And that's the phenomenon we observe.
这告诉我们在城市里面。
These all of these reveal to us.
我们有社群的需要。
There are social needs.
我们有经济物质上的需要。
And there are also financial. Material needs.
这些都不是城市能够带给我们的一个满足。
And we see that the life of the city life cannot bring us all these satisfactions.
所以圣经告诉我们说
，So the Bible says，
传福音给贫穷的人
，Preach the gospel to the poor。
我们都是有缺乏的人
，All of us， we all have needs。
我们没有物质上的缺乏。
We may not have a lot of material needs.
我们有心灵上的缺乏。
But we do have spiritual needs.
在大概三年前
，About 3 years ago，
我看到一篇的文章。
I read about an article.
那个题目
，And the title was，
他说1989年共产主义破产了。
And the title was 1989, the bankruptcy of communism.
大家面对这个事实。他就面对这个事实，面对这个现实。
So he has to face the reality.
我们知道共产主义破产了。
We all know that communism has bankrupt.
我下面还有另外一个题目。
However, there is a subtitle.
同样在哪一篇文章里面
？And it appears in the same article.
2009年，资本主义破产。
And that article, the subtitle of that was 2009, the bankruptcy of capitalism.
共产主义破产。
Communism has bankrupt.
资本主义也破产。
So is capitalism.
今天我们打开报纸。
Today, if we read the newspaper,
我们来听新闻报道。
Listen to the news.
我们都看到这一类的情形。
And it is.Easy for us to observe such phenomenon.
有人说你还讲共产主义破产吗
？Someone asked, "Do you still talk about communism being that has bankrupt?"
你看前两天谁来救希腊这个国家
？And you see that 2 days ago, who is now trying to rescue the economy of Greece?
北京要伸手来救这个希腊。
Now Beijing is trying to rescue the economy of Greece.
今年四月份的报道
And in April this year,
我们看到这一年世界各地经历很多的灾难。
We observe that a lot of countries are going through a crisis.
但是看日本这个国家
，If we look at Japan,
你看海啸、地震一过来。
You see that the tsunami was there.
摧毁了他们的家园。
Destroyed many homes.
汽车的出厂停下来。
And the production, the car production has halted.
日本的经济就这样子停顿了。
And the Japan economy was greatly slowed down.
中国呢
look at China.
你看经济很蓬勃发展。
The economy was very vibrant.
今年四月份的时候
，This year in April，
有个报告
，There was a report.
他们一个民意测验
，They had a survey.
说88%的中国人很不满意现在生活的状况。
88% of the population.Is unsatisfied about the living condition nowadays in China.
71%的人
71% of the population.
他们生活是很勉强，一天一天过得去。
and they live from day to day.
17% of the population.
17% of the population.
他们真的是生存在贫穷这个阶层这个层面里面。
They are really living in poverty.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Your brothers and sisters.
当先知以赛亚提到向贫穷的人传福音的时候。
When the prophet Isaiah mentioned about preaching the good news to the
poor. 我们记得不要以为只是讲到物质上贫穷。
Let's not think of those who are lacking in terms of materialism.
我们一个心灵上的贫穷。
We should think of people who have great spiritual needs.
是这个世界不能给我们的。
Because the world is not able to give them what they need.
研究宗教的人告诉我们。
Those who study religions tell us that.
他们也提到这个涅槃。
Whenever they mention about this concept of nirvana.
离开这个痛苦的世界，离开这个痛苦的世界。
Depart from this world.
到那个永远享乐的地方。
In order to reach a place where they will enjoy happiness forever.
他们说，如果用这个轮回来讲的话
，They said if you measure in terms of the number of reincarnation.
用自己的方法做好事。
That means you know, you use your own way, you do it your own way, you use your own way to do good things.
用自己的方法去寻找上帝。
That means you use your own means to look for salvation.
至少要经过547世的。
That person would have to go through at least 547 rounds of reincarnation.
谁能够做得出来？
Who can attain that?
一个人要经过547次的轮回。
If you have to go through 547 rounds of reincarnation,
这到底是怎么一回事呢？
Can you imagine that?
今天上帝爱我们。
Today God loves us.
把福音传给我们。
He gave us the good news.
我们得到宝贵的救恩。
And He gave His grace so that we can have the salvation.
是我们不能做的。
That is something that we cannot attain by ourselves.
我们不能用自己的方法去取得这个救恩。
It is impossible for us to use our own means to earn the salvation.
上帝赐给我们。
He gives it to us freely.
我们感谢上帝。
We thank God for
传福音给贫穷的人。
There is a need to preach the good news to the poor.
第二，教会的使命是医好伤心的人。
And the next mission we see that.The church has a mission to build buy up the broken heart.
有肉身上的伤痛。
We might have a physical wounds.
我们也有内心、心上的伤痛。
We also could have spiritual wounds as well.
肉身的伤痛可以找人来帮助。
Physical wounds can be healed.
但心里的伤痛不是找人可以帮助。
However, spiritual wounds cannot be healed by someone else.
所以教会的使命是医治那些心灵伤痛的人。
Therefore, we see that the church, the church mission is to heal those who are wounded spiritually.
美国有个整容医生。
In U.S., there's a plastic surgeon.
大家知道什么是整容医生
？Do you know what is a plastic surgeon, what does he do?
他把他一个病人求他帮助的经历把他讲出来。他把自己病人向他求帮助的经历讲出来。
So he,
他讲述他病人的经历。
Oh, okay. So this plastic surgeon reviews and his patient's.
但是一天，一个女病人找他。
And one day, there was a female patient who went to him.
不是来解决他的问题。
And she didn't go to him to solve the problem.
要医生帮助她的丈夫。
But she wanted the plastic surgeon to help her husband.
因为丈夫在一次的家里失火的时候。
Because once his husband was wounded in a fire.
他本来想把母亲把他救出来。
Originally, he wanted to save to rescue his mother.
他不但不能救母亲出来
，but he failed to do that.
这个火烧毁了他的脸容。
Not only that, he was actually disfigured because of the fire.
发生那个事情以后
，after that event,
他不愿意见人。
He did not want to see anybody.
他经常在睡房里把门关起来。
He always locked himself up in his room.
甚至自己的妻子，他也不要去见他。
Even his own wife, he refused to see her.
所以这个女病人对医生说
，So this female patient said to the
doctor, 他说我知道你可以帮助他。
She said, I know you can help him.
你如果不能帮助他
，If you can't help him,
你就告诉我的丈夫说
，Could you please tell my husband?
我也愿意把我自己的脸容把它摧毁。
Tell him that you know, I as his wife, I will disfigure my face.
使我能够使他能够接纳我。
So that her husband will be able to accept her.
使他们两个人可以彼此扶持。
So that they can once again become life companions.
这个医生想尽了好多的办法。
So this plastic surgeon thought of many ways.
最后他答应了。
And finally. He agreed.
就安排了一个时间
，so he arranged for a time
要去看这个病人的丈夫。
He went to visit this husband.
那一天到他们家里的时候
，the day when he went to their house，
太太就用指头指着医生说，那是他的房间。
And the wife pointed at the rooms, telling the plastic surgeon that
你可以在那里跳人。
And she told him.To knock on the door,
让他出来
，so that he can ask her husband to come out.
所以医生就敲他的门。
So the doctor went there and knocked on the door.
但是里面没有回应。
But there was no response.
又在那里敲门。
He continued to knock on the door.
仍然没有回应。
Still, there was no response.
只有这个医生在房间外面大声喊出来。
In the end, he had no choice.But to shout out loudly.
我说：“你知道你的太太吗？她希望她自己把自己的脸容摧毁，使她能像你一样，以期望你让她重回你的生命里边。”
And this is what he told the husband about his wife. And he said she wants me to disfigure her face to make her face like yours in the hope that you will let her back into your life.
房间里仍然没有回音。
Still, there was no response in the room.
他又在那里喊着说
，And the plastic surgeon continued.
他说：“朋友，你的太太就是这样爱你。
”Friend, that's how much your wife loves you.
意思说，你如果不肯出来，不愿意得到帮助的话
，If you refuse to come out to receive the help from me,
他真的要摧毁他自己的脸容。
She's going to disfigure her own face.
让她回到你生命的怀抱里面。
So that she can once again share her life with you.
不久以后，门轻轻地打开来。
A little while after that, the door was open.
她就从房间里面出来。
And his husband came out from the room.
她愿意得到医生的帮助。
And he accepted the help from the plastic surgeon.
这就是福音。
This is the function of the gospel.
这就是教会的使命。
This is the mission of the church.
其医治伤痛的人。
That is to heal those who are broken-hearted.
这就是福音。
This is the gospel.
耶稣基督来到我们人类中间。
Jesus Christ came into our midst.
他进到人类的历史。
And he entered into the history of human.
他和我们在一起。
He came to be with us.
我们好像这位受伤的人一样。
So we are like the wounded one.
我们的生命被摧毁。
Our lives are crushed.
他来到中间。
But he came into our midst.
他破碎他自己。
He gave up himself.
他被钉死在十字架上。
And he was crucified.
让我们回到他生命的怀抱。
In order that we could return to his bosom.
所以这是教会的使命。
This is the mission of the church.
其医治心理创伤的人。
That is to bind up the brokenhearted.
第三，告诉我们被掳的得到释放。
That is to proclaim freedom for the captives.
让他们得到自由。
so that they may regain liberty.
让他们被重建起来。
So that they could be rebuilt.
让他们知道赦罪的恩典。
So that they could experience the salvation.
好像以赛亚先知说。
Like what the prophet Isaiah said.
好像上帝的新年来到。
Just as like God in coming to them.
那新年就是说，人可以得到自由，人可以被释放出来。
That the captives be set free.
是被掳的得到释放。
So those who are held in captivity will be set free.
这是教会的使命。
And this is the mission of the church.
这是自由人价。
And that's, this is the statue of liberty.
有一天，你们去美国旅行的时候。
If in future you have the opportunity to travel the US,
一定会想去到这个地方。
You should try to visit this Statue of Liberty.
因为这个事项下面有一段话语很有意义。
Because at the bottom of the statue there was some saying
来表达是自由之乡。
And those words express
来呼吁人，来召人来美国寻找自由。
Okay, those words express the longing for liberty of the Americans.
我也请大家把这段话语把它读出来。
Let me ask everyone to read aloud.
一二三 ，Give your tired,
your hardened masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest tossed to me.I leave my land beside the golden door.
记得有没有机会到哪边的时候，把这句话重新把它读一次。
Remember, if you have the opportunity to visit this Statue of Liberty, remember to recite these words.
我会体会到了自由的宝贵。
And you will really experience and treasure liberty.
我们更加体会到上帝给我们自由。
And you will treasure the liberty given by God to you.
1948年联合国宣布有关人权的宣言。
This is the Declaration of Human Rights by the United Nations.
每一个人都有自由。
But they declare that everyone has freedom.
经过几十年的时间。
After a number of years.
但不是每一个人都有自由。
We see that not everyone really enjoys freedom.
我们居住在这么自由的国家。
We live in a country of freedom.
我们要感谢上帝。
We ought to thank God for that.
但是在另外一面的世界。
However, we see that.
有人为了宗教的自由付上生命的代价。
In other places, they have to fight for the freedom of religion.
他们没有得到真正的自由。
They are not given the true freedom.
就上帝给我们自由。
We see that God gives us true liberty.
十字架的救恩给我们的自由。
The salvation of the cross gives us true liberty.
我们要感谢上帝。
And we have to thank God for that.
这是安全。
This is a prayer.
我们这里有印度的朋友。
We have some Indian friends in our midst.
可能在印度有好多安全吧。
Are there a lot of Creoles in India?
No. I don't know. The story tell me. 但是在印度一个人养好几只鹌鹑。
So there were a few Creoles in India.
但鹌鹑还是小的时候。
When the Creoles are young.
所以他们就在鹌鹑的脚上用绳子把它绑起来。
Oh, those farm owners, they will tie the cloth.
所以养鹌鹑的人，他们就拉住这个前面的一团绳子。
So those farm owners, they will hold the string.
所以这些鹌鹑可以走，但是不会跑掉。
So that the quails can run around, but they cannot escape.
也不能够飞掉。
They cannot fly away.
有一天，他把这些鹌鹑带到街上走的时候。
One day, one farm owner brought his quails onto them.
有个印度教徒
one Hindu approached him,
他希望做一件好事
so he wanted to do one good thing.
所以他想把这些鹌鹑把它买下来
so he decided to buy all the quills.
以后就把它释放出来。
In order to release them.
表明他做了一件好事。
In order to show that he has done something good.
再从他讨价还价。
So he started to bargain for the price.
当然，那个养鹌鹑的人出给他报价。
But of course, the farmer wanted a high price.
那个婆罗门教徒也为了行善，也把报价就答应了，把它买下来。
For this Hindu who hopes to do the charity, so he decided to pay the high price.
买了以后
he bought the quills.
他就把鹌鹑脚上的绳子把它解开。
So after he bought the quills, he released them from the rope.
一只一只把它解开。
And each one of them is free.
也就让它走。
And he let the quills go by themselves.
在后面就用这个手，快点走，快点走。
He was trying to shoo them away.
快点飞，快点飞。
He wanted them to fly off quickly.
奇怪，这些鹌鹑虽然这个绳子被解开了。
Now the strange thing is, although you know they were, the chains were taken off, but the quills refused to move.
跳跳几下就停下来。
Yeah, they jumped for a while and then they just stopped.
想要飞，飞不上去。
And they tried to fly, but they couldn't do that.
只好在那边团团转。
So the quills were there moving around,
也不能走动，也不能飞出去。
They couldn't escape, they couldn't fly.
又被其他的人把他抓。
And in the end, they were captured by other people.
外面的绳子解开了。
When the ropes were taken off.
但是里面的绳子没有解开。
The external ropes were taken off, but not the internal ropes.
看得见的捆绑解开了。
The entanglement that we can see externally,
但是里面的捆绑没有解开。
But not those internally.
所以人需要福音。
That's why we all need the gospel.
人需要上帝的救恩。
We need the salvation of God.
人需要大能的圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit.
人需要耶稣基督的宝血。
We need the blood of Jesus Christ.
才能够释放我们。
In order for us to be released,
才能够得到新的生命。
In order for us to renew our lives,
所以这是教会的使命。
This is the mission of the church.
让被掳的人得到释放。
That is to set those who are kept in captives free.
最后说，报告下眼的人看见。
The last thing is to let those who are blind,
下眼的人能够看见。
Reclaim the sight.
到底什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
一个大谎言。
There was an enormous lie.
只要资讯发达，生活就越进步。然而，这在过去没有发生，在以后也不会发生。
Here it says, if we improve communications, we will improve life. However, the reality shows that it has not happened and it will not happen.
我想大家很容易明白这句话。
I think we can understand this.This saying is,
我如果在这里问你们谁有参加 Facebook?
If I ask how many of you here do get involved with Facebook?
我想大部分都举手。
I think the majority has tried out Facebook, right?
没有举手的人觉得没有面子。没有举手的人
put up your hand.You feel embarrassed.
好像我不是人一样。
You feel that, oh, you know, I'm not fitting in the society.
多么方便的一个东西。
It's a very convenient tool to us.
带给大家好处，沟通。
And it helps us in our communication.
大家都有 Facebook.
Almost all the things.
我们的孩子们从学校回到家里。
My children, when they, our children, when they get home from school,
他不会说 "Hello, mom, hello, daddy."
They will not greet their parents.
他先跑到电脑那边。
They will go straight to the computer.
坐在那边一个钟头。
Sit in front of that few hours.
就开那个 Facebook 了。
You start, and they get on to Facebook.
快乐吗？
Are they really happy?
他们快乐吗？
Are they really?
我们做父母亲快乐吗？
Are we happy about their behavior?
自从他们参加 Facebook 以后，他们忘记自己的父母。
Once they get involved in indulge themselves in Facebook, they forget who are their parents.
忘记他们的功课。
Forget about their homework.
这是一个大谎言。
This is a big lie.
只要资讯一发达，生活就进步，然而这在过去没有发生，在以后也不会发生。
We think that you know, the quality of our life will improve if we have better devices for communication, but we see that it has never happened and it will not happen again.
不要以为资讯发达就可以改善我们的生活。
Do not think that you know, as long as we have good information and communication tool,
以为期望中我们生活会过得更好。
Do not think that those will help us have a better future.
不一定。
Not necessarily.
不一定。
Not really.
我们需要面对现实。
So we have to face the reality.
让人看到什么是真的东西。
Then we will be able to perceive the truth.
什么是假的东西。
Then we will be able to discern.
今天的人不能分辨什么是真，什么是假。
Nowadays, people lack the ability to discern.
什么是好，什么是不好。
They can't tell what is right from what is bad, what is wrong.
年轻的父母以后可以给我们回答这个答案。
Young couples, young parents, could answer this question for us.
当他们我们现在成长以后
，When the younger generation, when they have grown up,
我们会看到他们的处事为人。
We will be able to witness their behavior.
所以需要给圣灵打开我们的心眼。
Now we need the Holy Spirit to open up our spiritual eyes.
这就是福音。
And this.Is what the gospel could do.
这就是教会的使命。
And this is the mission of the church.
教会的存在是为了宣教，好像火的存在是为了燃烧。
The church exists by mission, as fire exists by burning.
所以教会在这个礼拜里面一直强调财团。
Therefore, in our church, we have been emphasizing mission of the pastor.
因为我们知道财团跟教会的关系。
Because we know the close relationship between mission,
教会不能没有财团。
The church cannot do without mission.
因为教会的存在是为了宣教。
Because mission is the reason for the existence of the church.
好像火的存在是为了燃烧一样。
Just as fire exists by burning.
美国。有一位大家所尊敬的人叫 Bill Bright， 前几年回天家了。
Dr. Bill Bright was a respected Christian in the U.S.
但是在校园事务里面为上帝做了美好的见证。
He was the founder of the Campus Crusade for Christ.
我们年轻的时候经常看到这四个定律成为传福音的工具。
When we were young, we were often introduced.And use the four spiritual laws as a small booklet to share the gospel with others.
在澳洲这个国家
，in Australia，
我们如果问这些60岁、70岁的教牧人员
，if you ask those pastors who are about 60 years old，
他们会讲到受到 Billy Graham 的影响。
They tell you that they're greatly influenced by Billy Graham the evangelist.
他们那一天听到 Billy Graham 传福音
，they have personally heard.The preaching of Billy Graham.
以后就把自己奉献给上帝，读神学，成为教牧人员。
Many of them responded in evangelistic meeting to become full-time ministers.
我自己是从印尼来的。
I came from Indonesia.
那么在印尼，如果问60岁、70岁的教牧人员
，In Indonesia, if you ask those pastors who are above 60 or 70,
我们会提到基智文牧师 ，Dr. Andrew G.
And we will.We often heard that they heard about Dr. G.
因为听他传福音，以后把自己奉献，以后就渡神界，成为教牧人员。
Many have heard his preaching, responded to the altar call, and they dedicated themselves to the Lord.
那么在美国这个国家
，In the U.S.
那些60岁、70岁以上的人
，Those who are above 60,
他们都受到 Bill Bright 的影响。
And They are greatly influenced by Dr. Bill Bright.
他们年轻的时候听到他传福音。
When they were young, they heard the preaching of Dr. Bill Bright.
以后把自己奉献给上帝。
And again, they responded to altar call. They dedicated their lives to.
成为教牧人员。
And they became pastor.
他很看重主耶稣的使命。
And Bill Bright was a person who focused on the mission of Christ.
他记得福音书里面的大使命。
And he remembers the mission given to us in the gospel.
你们要去传福音给万民听。
That is to go and declare to proclaim the good news.
他说：“我努力按照大使命所关照的优先次序处理每一件事。”
And this is what Dr. Bright said. I try to prioritize everything I do in light of the Great Commission.
我努力按照大使命的关照的优先次序处理每一件事。
So based on the Great Commission, he prioritized his activities, and he placed a great emphasis on missions.
希望这个大使命不只是对整个的教会。
The Great Mission is not just for the church.
也是为我们个人自己。
It's also for all of us individuals.
想到传福音。
That we may be reminded to share the gospel.
我们应该回应。
And we have to respond to that call.
我们应该把我们的时间处理得好。
And we should, based on that, to reschedule our time.
按照这个大使命的关照来处理每一件事情。
And we should prioritize our activities in light of this great commission.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们在面前献上感谢。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
你恩待这个教会。
Because you bestow your blessing on your church.
让教会知道财产的重要。
So that we may understand the importance of mission.
今天我们知道教会的使命是什么。
So that today we can understand what is the mission of the church.
我们看到贫穷的人。
That when we see that the poor and needy.
我们看到受伤的人。
We see those who are brokenhearted.
我们看到被捆绑的人。
We see that those who are in captive.
我们看到瞎眼的人。
We see that those who are blind.
我们求上帝恩待教会。
May God, you have mercy upon the church.
我们顺服你给我们大使命的命令。
And we obey your great command.
来遵循耶稣基督的大使命。
That we be able to carry out the command.
听我的祷告。
Incline your ears to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.